This is episode 1976 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Mickley, and I welcome you back to the final episode in our series this week, this seven-part series all about trusting yourself with the wisdom of your seven chakras. Each day this week, you explored a chakra. You started at the first chakra at the very base of your spine. Today, you will end with your seventh chakra at the crown of your head. Each chakra represents a different aspect of who you are, different emotions that settle within you, and this impacts the whole rest of your life. The chakras work together. You could say they hold hands together. So it's not as though you focus on one chakra and you've got that going pretty well and then you move up to another one. You always impact all the chakras with each experience of an individual chakra. Because when you think about it, any kind of emotional reaction you have impacts your whole system. It's not as though you go from feeling enthusiastic and that's not going to uplift the rest of you. You can use this roadmap, this inner roadmap of your chakras to make more sense of your life. Each chakra has a negative and positive pole. So your seventh chakra doesn't. Your seventh chakra is when you feel inner joy or bliss, when you're completely connected to the divine, to your highest self. And this is how you may feel when you meditate or when you're absorbed in something you love, something you're passionate about. You feel this connection with your seventh chakra. And keep in mind also that you're always circulating through your chakras all day long. Sometimes you might hear people say that you are stuck in one chakra. Well, you're not stuck in a chakra because chakras are simply energy that's constantly circulating. If you were stuck, you wouldn't be alive. So as long as you have that energy, even if you're manifesting the more negative aspects of the chakra, you're still processing something. And we also go through the whole cycle of the positive and negative aspects of each chakra. So what I want to do for you today to tie it all together is to review each of the chakras. You can do this as you settle yourself down to meditate. Keep in mind the full half-hour guided meditations for those of you who want to go more deeply into meditation are on the Sip and Om meditation app. I record there every day, but it is the full guided meditation. You also have some tools there, such as a journal customized for the week's theme, as well as a slowdown guide to support you each week. You can try the app for 2 weeks free currently, although that will go away soon. I'll have another free offer, but it won't be full access to the full app. So for you, right here today, I honor you for where you are, and know that you are on a journey that, as long as you are open and receptive, you will notice that with consistency, as you meditate and do relaxation meditation techniques, that you begin to evolve emotionally, and especially in how you handle stress. You sleep better, you feel more relaxed, and you become a better human being. So, some facts about your seventh chakra. It's located right there at the crown of your head, It is often referred to as a 1,000-petaled lotus because the many aspects of you open up. It is the Sahasrara chakra. It's referred to also as the seat of the soul, the site of liberation. It comes after enlightenment when you become aware of your ego attachments in your sixth chakra and you let those go and just become absorbed in the process of life. The beneficial qualities are that you're beyond duality at that point and all opposites. That's why there aren't any negative qualities of this chakra. You feel great harmony. You feel a sense of freedom. And this is what you might define as bliss. The color is violet. So as you focus on yourself right now as you're meditating, you'll eventually let go of the focus on yourself and feel connected to the whole world. So you become much more than yourself, than your ego. As you think about your first chakra, right at your coccyx, your tailbone, the color is red. The element is earth. Consider your values, your loyalties, what you persevere through. The cornerstone of your life. These values could come from people who love you, people who've played an important role in your life. And then as you move up to your second chakra at your reproductive organs, think about being open to birthing or creating something new. Think of opportunities that constantly come your way. The element is water, flowing, constantly changing, but staying in the flow of life. Color is orange, the bright color of creation. Think about what you're creating in your life and also think about what seems to hold you back. Consider your third chakra moving up to your abdominal area, your stomach, where you assimilate the food you eat. This is your fire passion chakra. The color is bright, vibrant yellow that lights you up just as your passions and zest for life get you out of bed in the morning. Think about what makes you feel this way. Think of opportunities and think of what makes you excited when you think of new opportunities. This will help you make the best decision as you go through your life. Moving up to your heart chakra, at your chest, your heart, the color is green, a nurturing color. The element is air. It's expansive. It connects you to others. Think about how you exhibit love, compassion, and gratitude as you share yourself with others. Think about what also causes you anger, or you may even feel hatred or judgment. What holds you back from the beautiful qualities of your fourth chakra at your heart? Now moving up to your fifth chakra at your neck. This is how the world perceives you. Your throat, your voice, the words you speak. Do you show up authentically? Do others see the real you? Or do you feel constantly restless, as though you're constantly redefining yourself without a core of inner truth within you? The color is blue. The element is ether. What masks conceal who you are? Moving up to your sixth chakra, there are two poles to your sixth chakra. Your medulla oblongata in the back of your neck, the dip there at the very top of your spine. This is where you harbor your ego, those things that are all about you. It could even include self-improvement without a true purpose, something that simply makes you better. What can you do with these qualities to share them more with the world? The positive pole is at your spiritual eye, point between your eyebrows. The color is indigo. The element is super ether. This is where you're more divinely connected, letting go of the materialistic attachments and ego attachments, and transcending that to something that has a bigger purpose. And that brings you to your seventh chakra at the crown of your head. The color is violet. It's accessed by letting go of your ego in your sixth chakra and tuning into your spiritual eye, your intuition, this awareness that your life means so much more than materialism, than ego, than wants and desires. You have a higher purpose, and you follow it and you live it. Immerse yourself in the qualities of your higher purpose. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.